direct from his London banking contact as well. So it's just, yeah. And Wolverine. So Wolverine and Isaac are both Bonds. Wolverine's going to sing his opera. Isaac's going to say victory. Neither one of them have done that yet. So, yeah.
And I'm going to do a Yahoo.
And you're going to get all the numbers to us in case.
Something like that.
The website or something.
Yeah, we'll post the safe link in five places. Telegram main chat, the server, Signal, WBT channel, and the newsletter special edition. That's so, providing that I'm awake. Now, if they happen to come in the middle of the night, we're going to have to depend on the people in the east there, I guess in New Zealand and Australia, I guess. Hopefully they'll post something up on slumbering.
Hello, Luna.
Alrighty.
Hot off the press.
Oh, I just again, got she's this Geo. From,
I just got this from China.
Whoa.
I don't know if it says 100 quintillion. It's supposed to be a yellow dragon bond.
Looks impressive.
I know, right?
Yeah.
So when you pay $18 for 10 of these things, I highly doubt that they're worth 100 quintillion.
Is that the one, the gold? Does it say gold?
No, it's dragon and phoenix, 100 quintillion. It does come
they'll redeem it. The Alliance will redeem them like Zim.
Yeah. So they come with a certificate of authenticity.
It looks pretty.
It's very pretty. I got 10 of them.
So, I was gonna say it looked like a fortune cookie.
Well, it kind of does.
Steve, I figured
you never know what you're gonna get.
Exactly. But under the black light, it even has fancier stuff in there. So who knows?
Jeez, I thought
it's going with me to the redemption. That's all I know.
Is that the yen win? Oh no, that's the dragon.
These are the dragon bonds, supposedly.
Yeah, the dragons. Yeah.
That Holly says that I'm screwed because I needed to have owned them for at least 3 years and need to be able to produce the provenance. But I'm taking them anyway.
Absolutely, yeah. I would.
For 18 bucks, I'm taking them with me.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Absolutely. But I'm,
and don't take it out of the plastic. Don't take it out of...
I took it out to show you, Danny.
I was doing the research right now of the Zims. How much they want for the 10 trillion Zims now? They're asking $1,900
Where are you going?
Yeah.
Where are you going?
For the 10?
Checked on the way on the web. I've been to eBay.
eBay's got them cheap.
No, I went to eBay and they had it in 1900s.
No, that's not right.
What about 100trillions.com? Did you go there?
No. Yeah, no, but I think they were, last time I went there, I think they had it for $400 or $500.
Every time everybody buys currency, I think it slows us down. So just stop buying.
Well, you just did.
Stop buying.
You just did.
I know, but it was now or done. Oh,
that's okay if it's me.
I'm not going to buy no more.
Okay.
So 100trillions.com has 100 trillion Zim for $349
US. That's about right.
A 50 trillion for $150.
Okay.
And they've even got, I don't know why this one's a, It's authenticated and it's $10,000.
Yeah, let me see if I can get. I can share the screen because I was looking at it. I think 2 days ago, and I thought, what? Are you guys crazy?
Well, yeah, when I first started buying Zim, I could get 100 trillion Zim for $150. So it's doubled, pretty much doubled in price.
Yeah.
That's only in a year and a half.
I got mine.
Oh, here it is. Here it is. Let me see if I can share the screen. Hang on. Oh my gosh. Okay. Come on, share. Host disabled participant screen sharing. Hello.
Theo, stop that.
just for this, so you can look at it.
I'll see if I can. Spotlight for everyone, make post, and then I can't see where to share that.
Yeah, it still says it host disabled participant screen sharing.
Oh, we had trouble this morning with this.
Okay, I got
technical stuff.
Okay, I got try it now.
Okay, there he goes. Okay, let's see if I can. Here it is. There they are. $1,900.
Oh, no, what's a DKK?
Yeah, that's not the one, that's not 2008. Oh, it's a
dollar authenticated 2008 AA bond.
They're just showing the center of it.
And it's UV tested, so that means it has the watermark, so it has been tested for that. Now, DKK might be the company that's selling it, but look at it.
And normally, when they put that DKK is a type of currency. Like for me, when I'm on eBay, it'll say US or it'll say GBR, which is Great Britain, or it'll say Canadian. Right.
Yeah.
So DKK could be a different type of currency.
But it has the trillion here. Okay, let's do that. Let's see what comes up.
Danish kroner. So it's 1,700 Danish kroner. So if you actually click on it and go in, if you click on that and see what it says, it might give you what it is. Because for me, it'll do the calculation of what it would cost me in Canadian
dollars. Oh, okay. $259. Duh.
Yeah.
Okay. That's 100. Yeah, well, that's 15, not bad.
15 okay, cents bad. US for a Danish krona. So.
Got it. Okay.
Wow.
Well, there you have it. I mean, that's not a bad price. But when I saw 1900, I was like, God, I thought everybody's in the bandwagon.
Well, I've seen them on there every once in a while. A guy will put 100 trillion Zim on there for, I saw one time it was 34,000 US dollars. I'm like, we're here. We're ready. Let's go. And then nothing happened. So that was a year and a half ago.
Well, that
pretty
was
sure cool. No one paid $34,000 for it.
Yeah. Well, it's like they were probably like they were doing on Amazon. They were selling products for $50,000 for, you know, a set of pens. And it was part of the child trafficking scheme.
Yes.
So.
Another reason that you don't want to buy currency or bonds at this point is you have to update all of your paperwork. You have to enter every single.
Don't you know?
Oh, like that's going to be so difficult to
do. Oh, my God. And you got to make photocopies front and back and scan them in.
How do I photocopy it without taking it out of the plastic?
You don't have to be taking them out of the plastic. I listened to Holly and she was wrong. Don't be taking it out. And I was like, oh my God, don't take it out of the plastic.
I've never heard that you have to take a copy of the back part. You only need the serial numbers, which are in the front.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm taking them. And I do have a couple more of them coming, Danny, that were ordered 2 weeks ago.
You got so much paperwork.
I apologize in advance for delaying our redemption because my bonds are en route.
I'm probably a little bit guilty too.
You got some Bolivar coming, don't you, Jim?
And yeah. I also ordered some
Pango. Pango? What's a Pango?
That was your fault, Steve.
Hungarian.
Yeah, it was Steve's fault that I had to buy it. He inspired me.
It was a download, Gio, not me.
So I went shopping too.
Ah, geez.
What did you get?
You guys are bad for it. You know,
we're terrible.
This is a Hungarian pango. It's from 1946.
Yeah. Comes with a free goulash recipe, right?
Yes. And it's considered a bond.
Okay, so it is you can redeem that.
It's in the basket. And this one, it's a one with 19 zeros behind it, whatever the hell that means.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Quintrillion.
Hold, please. I'll go get my book. My book says how many zeros.
Yeah, go get it. What did you get, Sherry?
Yes.
Bye.
Well, I got a pack of 100, 500 million.
What?
It came in four envelopes, you guys. I had to open four envelopes to get into it.
What kind?
I got 100, 500 trillion million or 500 million bolivares.
Sherry, you're gonna need a suitcase pretty soon.
It's starting to bulge. Look at the, the elastic.
Those ones are 50 trillion, right, Sherry?
The 500 million.
Yes. That's 50 trillion each.
Right, yeah, because these are the 2020s, right? Yeah. I had we had 9 zeros to these ones or whatever it is.
Yes, so those are 50 trillion.
And, we're all trying to catch up to you, Steve.
I'm not trying.
I'm joking. I meant all of us collect together.
I ran out of money a long time ago. I had to stop.
I'm just pretending I'm in the game.
Yeah, right. When I first bought the Boliviers, when they first started talking about them, I'm like, oh, it's a crapshoot, And I buy them, and then they talk more and more, and I'm like, oh, okay, this might be good. Then the Pango came into the picture, and I'm like, oh, well, let's buy some of these. It's like playing the lottery.
Exactly.
I know. Okay, so 18 zeros is quintillion.
A quintillion, okay.
21 zeros is sextillion.
Okay.
So 19 zeros is still in the quintillion.
Right.
Still a lot of zeros, man.
I got a few of the 19 zeros and a few of the 17 zeros.
Hey, But remember, you guys, let's not get lost in the zeros. As Holly says, it's only worth as much as the person who's getting it from you.
Right, exactly.
We'll pay for it, right? So, right.
I don't know about you guys, but in my case, it's just fun to say, oh, I got so many zeros. It's like, if they're going to give us what they think is going to be, so why not have fun?
Is the bolivar a bond or currency?
Currency.
Okay.
The bolivar is currency.
Yeah.
Okay.
The pango, that's a bond, right?
Pango is a bond. Yeah. Bond. The zim is a bond.
Bond. And
dinar is a bond.
Dinar is currency. It's currency. Okay. Yeah.
Got it.
Yeah. Everything else is currency. So for this group, anyway, we don't have it unless you got dragon bonds or yellow bonds or gold bonds.
Actually, Steve does now.
Well, I know, I heard.
But I'm screwed because I took him out of the plastic.
I know, I heard.
No, actually, I think that was.
Picture.
Those are bonds.
I think that was somebody on Holly's program that bought a box of something and they unwrapped the box and took them out of the plastic, and that is a no-no.
Why?
And I thought I would have done the same thing. I would have verified cash that I received.
What's that? Devalue them or something? What's
supposedly. It devalues them. And actually, they don't even have to take them now, apparently.
Yeah. Mark Z has actually given a value to those bonds.
Did he?
I wouldn't believe that. Really?
So what he said is they come in a pack of 1,000, and 1,000 of those ones that I have are 3 to 5 billion.
Mm-hmm.
So if you actually did the math, one of those bonds is 3 to 5 million using his math and his rate. Chris asked, and you said 1-to-1. Geo on the Zim, right?
No, that was Geo said that earlier.
Yeah. Because I never know which Geo we're talking to. Right?
Yeah, I know. I got multiple personalities now, apparently.
and multiple sexes. Just to let you know.
Yeah.
All right, today you could be identifying as a woman or a man.
Well, she could be fading in and out.
The MTF, the FTM stuff.
Oh, hey, geez. It's the divine feminine and the divine male. Okay,
we're in flux. So, we're in flux right now.
We're in sync. Yeah.
Yeah. All I was going to say about the Zim, they keep talking about. Everyone keeps talking about 30 million, 11 million, 70 million. All that number is that they keep talking about, Chris, is the amount that you're going to get personally from the Zim. And then there'll be an amount that you're going to get per Zim for humanitarian efforts. So and they don't talk about what that number is. It should be 1-to-1, but we'll see. But there is a personal amount that you get for the Zim that you can just put in your bank account and do with whatever you want. And that's $11 to $70 million per 100 trillion Zim is what they're saying.
Okay. We're all speechless.
I'm going to go in there and I'm going to say, I got this plan, you see. Yeah. Here you go. It's right here. And, you know, give me whatever you think you need to give me in order for me to accomplish this goal. Because this is a tremendous... It's that goal that just keeps on growing.
The more you think about it, it keeps growing.
It keeps growing and growing.
And then if Luna keeps sending you more ideas,
it keeps growing.
Exactly. I see Luna.
they're always coming in.
Do we have any updates for today, or have we already done that?
Well, I can redo the quick one because I don't know if everyone is here, but last night Texas Snake had multiple confirmations that the bonds had started. Mark Z had gotten rumors last night, and it's still rumors this morning. So Mark Z's bond guys are not liquid yet, at least that's what they're telling him. But they all have appointments today in Reno to supposedly get money. Isaac has been completely quiet and hasn't said anything, has Wolverine.
Yeah.
And then Janie had LJ's update that from Treasury where 3,000, was it 3,000?
3,000 are in Reno today.
3,000 paymasters?
Bondholders.
Oh, bondholders are there?
Yeah.
Wow. 3,000?
Yeah.
Woohoo. That's good news. I hope one of them gets paid.
Oh yeah. Well, the rumors were South Africa, Dubai. There was a bunch of overseas that were their bonds were actually going liquid. So we'll see.
Wow, we're getting very close.
And I had Holly. They started paying on the 15th Zim and German bonds in Reno. Then on the 22nd of this month, they're expecting the new banking to roll out. T4B should be notified at any moment. We've been told that for bazillions of times, but this time they really mean it.
Same thing like they did last time.
Well, and then there was one lady on the Mark C yesterday morning. She has a contact in 4A that is a bond holder, and they were liquid, and they were in South Africa as well.
Good. Oh, wow.
That was yesterday.
Now I hear that on the 17th, which is tomorrow, JFK is going to have his new channel. He's going to come out. Mm-hmm. Does anybody know what the new channel is? Is it 107 Daily?
I don't know.
That's his original one.
Truth. Oh, no.
I don't know.
107 Daily was his original one. I think he's got a new one.
Okay. And then on the 20th is the end of the Olympics. 21st is when Truth Social comes out. That's Trump's. By the end of March, everybody can be signed up to get Truth Social. 22nd, I said, was the changes in the banking.
Today, Deutsche Bank is filing bankruptcy.
Did they?
Mm-hmm. No, it was reported yesterday they were going to file today.
Right. That's if they didn't know we had any confirmation.
Repeat, Larry, what was that?
Deutsche Bank is supposed to file for bankruptcy today.
That means the central bank system. Amen. That means
that's the beginning. That'll begin it. Yeah, that'll start them toppling. Yeah.
It's a snowball.
Yeah. Yeah.
I heard that yesterday the internet was down in Ukraine. I wish we had somebody that could verify that.
Might be able to verify that.
Yeah.
Well, the Ukrainians and the Russians continue to downplay that they're invading the Ukraine today. In fact, the Russians pulled troops back from the border.
That's not what mainstream media says. We've got to believe mainstream media.
Today or yesterday will go down in history as the first time that Western propaganda failed at starting a war.
Yeah, really. Yep.
I liked what Sherry sent in yesterday, that little poster that said if you don't believe in UFOs and all of that stuff, and she said things are about to get very weird.
Yeah. Yes, I remember that one.
Yeah,
I guess so. It's what like my new saying. Life is interesting these days, you know.
There's so much disclosure going on, right? And that's what they said would happen at the end.
At the end,
the whole thing with Durham is just blowing up.
Well, that's because he's not corrupt. He held everything in until he filed his indictments. And
yeah.
But still, the mainstream media is saying zero.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
Yep. So I saw somebody on our channel earlier today say nothing's being said, and you know, and I was like, you have to look.
I saw that. I'm going, it sounded like you were mad at her.
Could you imagine? All I said was, in order for you to see it, you have to look.
Yeah.
Like, oh my God.
Yeah. Well, I was like, that's like Gibbs taking Dinozo and going, the back.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. And then her comeback was that, you know, the people in Canada and Canada's trying to do this. And I thought, well, okay, well, there's 60,000 truckers there. Is that nothing to you? I mean, is that nothing to you? Because it's something to me.
And apparently, you know, mainstream media is reporting it. CTV and is a Toronto-based station, you know, almost as big as CBC. Although CBC is worldwide, but I don't think CTV is worldwide. I think it's
private,
North America. It's North America. It's a private station. But they are reporting it. I was told from people that I know that have the station.
Yeah, and it's not just in Canada. It's in Australia, France, Brussels, England, Germany, and Italy.
Right.
And the U.S. is trying to organize to go to D.C. now. Mm-hmm. So We're just a little slow. We're a little bit slower.
Well, they're actually protesting and picketing outside of the Canadian consulate in New York.
Yeah, yeah.
On behalf of the Canadians. Yes.
On behalf of the Canadians?
Yes.
That's awesome.
Cool. That's awesome. Well, and one of the things that...
Do you get in trouble if you do it for somebody else?
No. No.
One of the things they're not saying in the mainstream media, though, is so Trudeau invokes the Emergencies Act, right? But yeah. he can't do that. Number one, has to be debated in the House of Commons. Yes. It then has to be voted on in the House of Commons and passed. Yeah. It then has to be voted on in the Senate and then passed. And then it gets actually put into law. So this thing of him doing all this stuff, he can't really do that yet. Because it's not passed anywhere. It's just talking points is all it is still.
Yeah. Just like a mandate.
Exactly.
Yeah. Exactly. Yeah. Just to put fear in you.
Yep.
Wow. It's like when your mom says, because I said so. You can't do it because I said so.
But why?
I wasn't worried about my mother's what she said. I was worried about the wooden spoon in her hand.
Yeah.
The wire fly swatter.
Ouch. The trouble is, we've all been programmed now because the mandates worked with COVID. And so there's a part of us that have all been, you know, we don't, I think the word mandate and law haven't been separated, so
right,
people fall into the trap of thinking mandates are law, but they're not.
No, they're not.
Oh, and by the way, in my little tiny town of Eureka, Montana, which is in the very northwest corner of Montana, last Saturday we had a convoy of 200 trucks and cars waving Canadian and American flags just to support.
That's so nice. Thank you. Beautiful. Wow, that's a lot. 200 trucks.
And yeah, it got on the news too. So I mean,
a
little town, that was pretty special.
That's fantastic. Wow.
Well, and the new thing that they're planning on doing now. So if they start dragging trucks out of Ottawa, they're organizing worldwide, and they're going to do a strike. And the truckers are just going to pull over onto the side of the road and stop and turn their truck off.
Yep.
Yeah, actually, we had somebody in Ottawa a couple days ago. I was here yesterday, and they were showing us some movies that they'd taken in Ottawa, and the truckers are not doing anything illegal. Matter of fact, they're leaving all the main roadways open, and they're just in front of the Parliament building, and that's it. They're not doing anything wrong.
There's bouncy houses for the kids. They're feeding the homeless. They're cleaning.
I was going to say,
crime is down. They've not had any crime whatsoever. So, wow.
Whatever they're putting in mainstream media is all BS. And we had verification of that yesterday.
It's so irritating to talk to somebody and they are absolutely 100% clueless.
Yes.
Yeah, they're also against the truckers, you know. They don't realize, you know, what they're doing. And my son said to me, he says, but Mom, he says, the mandates or they were going to relax the laws this month anyway, he said, because that's true. You know how they come and they say, okay, now you can do blah, blah, blah on such and such a date. And then we'll wait 2 weeks and then we'll see if we can take the masks off. You know, those dates have actually happened. Okay. We still have to wear a mask, but they've relaxed and increased the capacity in a restaurant that you can have a, you know, parties or weddings or whatever, right? Gatherings, I guess they call them.
That video of the Ontario premier kind of blew up the whole thing anyway.
That kind of
blew everything.
Completely blew Trudeau apart. He's getting rid of passport and everything.
Yes.
He's done a complete 180.
That's great.
Yeah, well,
he wasn't talking that way when they first started the blockade.
No, He was, pardon the French, a real asshole. Seriously, I could not believe what was coming out of his mouth, okay? As a politician, even. And I'm not surprised about what comes out of their mouth. However, that was, the worst. He was just a jerk. Absolute jerk.
We got one of those. His name is Joe.
Yeah. Well, his problem is he doesn't speak.
It's not Brandon?
Brandon, Joe, whatever. Butthead. Oh.
So, University of Nevada at Reno, apparently there were a bunch of students that were demonstrating because they wanted the mask mandates reasserted. They're all screaming because they feel unsafe with all these unvaccinated people around, and they want masks back in. Wow. Isn't that weird?
That's
weird.
Nothing surprises me today. Nothing.
They've actually had to pay them to do that.
Probably.
Yeah, you're right. Yeah.
Oh, hey, but my son did give Trudeau kudos, and I've not heard him say one positive thing about him in 2 years. So very excited about this. He basically acknowledged that because he fast-tracked the shots, what do you call them?
Vaccine?
Right. The vaccine. That he saved thousands and maybe millions of lives around the world. So
he killed how many extra?
Yeah.
We won't talk about how many millions he's killing at the same time.
But do you guys see the rumblings of what the new narrative is going to be? So the COVID narrative's done, right? It's over. Blown it apart. So the new narrative now is HIV. And commercials coming out. You need to get checked for HIV, HIV testing, blah, blah, blah. That's the new narrative because they're saying that they put HIV in the shot.
Yeah.
And now a lot of people are going to end up with HIV because it compromises your immune system.
Yeah.
So that's now the next narrative that will be coming down the pipe is HIV.
And cancer.
And cancer, yes. Yeah. But they even got Prince Harry doing a commercial. Get out there and make sure you get tested for HIV. Why the hell would I get tested for HIV?
You haven't been a bad boy, I guess.
Yeah.
You might have to.
Oh, dear. Oh, my God. That's the one thing I am scared about is that, Brian does have cancer, my husband. So his next appointment is March 4th. I really hope this goes before then because I really don't want him to go.
What kind of cancer does he have? What does he have?
Stage 4 cancer of kidney.
Oh.
And he got one kidney removed 5 years ago, and they did a measurement of how much cancer he had after the surgery, and he's been on this new drug. And it has reduced the remaining portions of his tumors by 45%. And he has not grown or expanded nothing in 5 years. That's really good.
How do you try naturopath? Because they're using right now dandelion root for cancer, and it has helped significantly.
But I don't know who to contact.
Just buy the tea. You can find the tea on Amazon, and it's dandelion root.
Well, and
try that. Don't suspend whatever medication he's having. Just add this. Yep, that's the one.
That's what you look for.
Dick, Holly has it. Holly Berry.
Or you can just grab it from your backyard.
Dandy blend.
A little up there.
You just clean it. You just take the just clean it, wash it, and whatnot, and put it in a pot and have it as tea.
Dig down in the snow there, Danny. Underneath that snow, those dandelions are hardy. They will be okay.
Trust me, I know. Nothing grows except them.
Yeah, they're the only things that grow.
Well, that's the thing. So you
they'll
can
be there. I swear. If you dig down. I know you think I'm joking.
You use in a salad. So you've got the root and the leaves, and you put the leaves in a salad. They're a little bit bitter, but they're good. I mean, I like the taste, but it's the root and the leaves. So as much as he can eat and drink tea, have him do it.
Well, he likes tea.
Help a lot.
So the dandelion root.
I think, exactly. I ate on a salad, but when I found out about the root that actually helps with cancer, I'm telling everybody and their brother, take it.
Holly, why do you drink it? Or is it good tasting, Holly?
It's not bad. It's not poignant or anything. I put it in my coffee, and I haven't had it by itself. It has a flavor, but it's not strong. It's doable. Bitter. And on the back of it, there are recipes where you can make specialty drinks and shakes and stuff like that.
Yeah, but it's not that bad. It's not bad tasting. You're just not used to the flavor. Regular tea.
I grew up with it. So we boil it, and we put olive oil and garlic on it, and just like eat it, or you can fry it as well. But we used to drink the water after.
Very common in Europe. In Germany, they use it a lot for salads.
It's blood cleanser. It's a blood cleanser.
Dandelion tea is alkaline as well.
Cancer
cells of any kind do not do well in alkalinity.
They don't like alkaline.
I like no dandelion.
More alkaline producing foods you can get into him, the better off he'll be.
The better off. Change his diet. I can alkaline send you a
water
list.
Too.
Holly, Danny, let me see that bag again.
And I think you can get it on eBay or
I'm looking. I just, what's it say there?
Dandy blend. Organic or dandy blend.
I got Dandy Blend, but there is like a ton of different kinds.
Hold it up a little higher.
Higher? Like there? It's got a dandelion on it.
Yeah, I got that.
What's the yellow box say?
Yeah, the box, the instant something or other.
Oh, wow. You got good eyes.
Yes. Youth.
Instant herbal beverage.
Is that what it is?
That's probably what it is. Yep.
$27.69 on eBay. 156 cup bag of certified Dandy Blend instant herbal beverage.
And this is the 50 cup. This is 50 cups.
Putting the link in the chat.
And hopefully, Danny, your trip to that bed you guys were in, the sound thing helps him as well. That'd be kind of cool to see if it's actually shrunk things, if it works.
I know. Yeah. I know. That's the one reason why I want to go. But this is the first time we have to drive an hour to go downtown to do it. And because he goes every 16 weeks to get measured. And this is the first time that we're not staying in one building. They want us to go from this building to that building to this building. That is making me nervous.
Why?
Because I don't want to go. I don't trust doctors. I don't trust hospitals at this point. And they're making, because of this COVID, I can't go with him all the time. Why can't I go with you? You know what I mean? Like,
so insist.
Exactly.
Can
you imagine? I'm kind of bitchy.
It's okay. I'm Mary.
But, it's making me nervous, and it's 2 weeks away.
Mm-hmm. It'll be done by then.
And like you know.
So I had something strange happen to me last night. What? I had something strange happen to me last night.
Is Gio in trouble?
No.
Oh, okay.
Nothing to do with this one.
Did we get visitors from our neighbors?
Well, yeah, sort of. Something different. It's not happened before. I was sitting on the couch. I was anticipating a phone call. It was 12:36 to be exact in the morning. I'm sitting on the couch. I'm waiting for a friend to give me a call. So I had the headset, you know, plugged into my phone, which was beside me, and I had my left earbud in. Okay, just my left earbud. I'm just sitting there. I'm waiting for her phone call, right? And Gio's on his computer in here, which is right behind me. And all of a sudden, I pull out the earplug and I scream. I can hear a bird, fluttering of bird wings in my ear. Like, I not only could hear it, I could feel it. As if like there was a little fly or something, you know, and you can... But I could hear the sound that I heard when my crows appeared the first time. And it kind of startled me. And Gio just turns around and says, "That's okay. He's just probably sitting on your shoulder." and so, yeah, that was. So, but the thing is that
good sign.
Two days before, I had a conversation with my crow at my computer here, saying, "You know what? Like, it's been a long time since you've come back for a visit. Like, why have you not come back? It's in May. It's going to be a year, right?" So I was just having this conversation out loud with him, and so I guess he decided to come
and
in.
Bingo! And he shows up.
Are we still talking about those crows?
I told you we will never stop talking about Mr. Crow. Never. He's my crow. And he's been with me since I was 10 years old. So he was probably the one the most that I spoke to when I was sitting on the roof in my house when I was a kid.
But did he say he was on vacation for a year, or where was he?
Well, it's not quite a year. I know he didn't actually say... He didn't say, but I sat down and I wrote another article, 5 pages worth. So I'm sure, you know, last time it took me a while to process a lot of stuff, and I got a lot of messages in the coming weeks, right? So I may not get everything, but I took it as a really good sign. For me, every time he shows up, it's a good sign. But he's... What was so incredible about this one was he's actually now, what I realized is, shown me a method of communication. So in other words, I'll know when he's here. And that'll be my sign with this fluttering that I can not only hear, but feel inside my ear, my left ear. And yeah, it's pretty crazy, but a lot of fun.
So Austria has done an about face on their mandates. They're lifting almost all COVID restrictions by March 5th,
right,
and we'll have a decision by the 15th of March whether they're going to continue with their mandatory vaccinations. So they were, Austria, United States, and Canada and Australia
toughest.
Were the worst, and Canada were. A lot of our provinces are taking them off, but now Austria has done an about face as well. So, like I said, the COVID narrative's dead.
It is dead. It's done. Yeah.
Hooray. Yeah.
Thank God.
I got to go, people. Got company.
Okay.
Right. Bye. Later.
Bye. Bye, Larry.
Bye, Larry.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. All right.
That's it.
Do we have any quick questions from anybody? I guess that's a no. Okay, open forum it is.
So I will comment on, I was on several Zooms, Luna, with that one thing we were talking about. I was on one last night. Yeah. Incredibly structured is what I would say that organization is. Like, they've got a committee, they've got councils, they've got sub-councils and assemblies and all kinds of stuff. And at one point in the Zoom last night, I got lost because it was so structured.
Yeah.
And I'm like, well, and then there's committees for committees. And there's like, I'm like, okay.
And they've kept them busy. I've watched these committees be formed, right? Because I belong to the Telegram, the chat room, right? So in the chat room, yeah. So I've watched them sort of, you know, the growing pains and all this kind of stuff and not getting enough people and all this stuff. And what I got is she's keeping them very, very busy setting all these things up, right? No wonder it's going to take 2 years because they're not doing anything, right?
Well, on other the Zoom, than
the assemblies.
On the Zoom last night, they get this message from her. And she's dissolving the PGSD. I don't even know what that stands for. Well, holy cow. Like a bunch of them are quite upset. They don't even know what's going on because this thing has been dissolved. And what are we doing? And how do we continue to move forward? And then it's like, no, she said this would happen. Just keep focusing and moving forward. And I'm like, okay, well, let's see what happens when they get further along and they don't have any money. Because there were
people asking
the question. And they were saying, okay, well, how is this going to be funded? Like, where is the funding coming from? When are we getting the funding? And they wouldn't answer that question.
Yeah, they won't answer it. They've never answered it. So,
but how many members do they have?
In Canada, they got over 3,000.
Yeah.
And this is a worldwide thing.
Yeah.
Well, I'll tell you one thing. When something is that big.
Yeah, can you share what kind of is?
Well, it's called Life Force Global, and it's Kim Goggin. And Kim Goggin says that she is in charge of all of the cabal's money. So she's putting together all of these different assemblies. And there is some really, really good people in this organization. They're putting together an alternative healthcare system. They're putting together an alternative government system and all of that. But Kim Goggin we've not heard very good things about Kim Goggin. But I'm doing some Zooms and stuff to just get kind of caught up.
Find out. Yeah.
And then meeting these people, because when their system completely collapses and Kim Goggin is not able to actually perform like she says she's going to be, we can bring them into the fold with everything that they've put together and just move forward.
Is she kind of pretty and long hair and,
mm-hmm. yep. and talks about nothing?
I remember it from a year ago.
Yeah.
She doesn't have good good PR from people. It wasn't like anybody that commented didn't have anything nice to say about her.
No, she's not respected at all. And, you know, her past deeds sort of are in question. So,
well, and she's attracting a lot of people. So on the 21st, which is next Monday, I think, Theron Fleury, who has played for the Calgary Flames, he was a pretty big hockey player in Canada, had been abused when he was in... when he was younger, and he's going to be on. So he was actually on the call last night. Theron Fleury was, which I found interesting that there's. I'm not going to say he's better than everyone, but you know, it's not just normal people. She's got other people that she's gathering into the fold that are like Theron Fleury is now the CEO of a financial company, author, this, that, and the next thing. And he's going to be speaking next Monday.
I think I saw her with Charlie Ward interviewed her. Is she still a part of Charlie Ward?
Charlie doesn't talk about her.
No. Not in a long time,
No. Charlie and Mark Z are together quite a bit now. There was a bunch of people that Charlie had on. And Charlie would take everybody. He would talk to any of them. But then things would maybe go sideways with one of them, and then he would maybe stop talking to them, right? And there's bad things that they say about Charlie Ward, too, but I've never really thought he was a bad guy. He's he's the reason that I got a lot of information. But they say way worse things about Kim than Charlie.
Steve, let me interrupt you for a second. I just got a text alert. This is a test of the commercial mobile alert system. This is only a test. I've never had one of those on my phone before. When you were talking, it just started beeping really loud.
Oh, wow. I didn't get one here in Alberta, but we got one last week.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Maybe they're still, maybe Sandra, they're just testing the system, making sure that it's ready for the EBS.
We got one last week as well.
Yeah.
Okay.
Both of us did, Gio and I.
So now they're in Washington, so it's going
continental. So it's going around, yeah.
Cool.
That's a good sign. It's always a good sign.
But that did you, I got in late, so if you already talked about February 22nd, I can listen to the replay, but did you? And does anybody know why that's significant? Because it's coming up.
What was that last question?
To do with the 22nd of February.
Yeah.
Danny? Why it's significant.
Danny, 22nd of February. Why is that significant? Again.
The 22nd of February? Mm-hmm. Oh, sorry. Hold on.
Holly's asking.
Yeah.
Holly is asking 22nd. That's when the banking changes are going to occur.
Is that all?
And they talk about other, I don't know what else.
New banking system.
222. All the twos are in there, right? And it's something to do with
the country. Portal. A portal.
There's a portal opening. Yes. Exactly.
Yeah, but that is supposedly when the new banking system will be in place.
So are we expecting Gisara and Nassara on that day?
I'm thinking, well, the end of the Olympics is on the 20th. 21st is Truth Social, which is Trump's media. 22nd is the banking. And yeah, 222222 was supposed to be a big day. What does that mean? I don't know. I would say that, you know, I'm hopeful. I'm hopeful. I'm always hopeful, though. So it really doesn't matter. Sorry.
We have a choice. I'm not hopeful or hopeful. Yeah, you know, choose hope.
Exactly.
Hope is always good.
I ordered my dandelion tea. Thank you, Holly Bear.
You can put on a card. And there was a limit. It was $1,000, if I remember correctly. It wasn't like you could put $10,000 on a card and give it away. There was a cutoff of $1,000. Did you know that?
Oh. Well, I got like, you know, $12 worth of Boulevard now, that would be a lot more than after the exchange. It would be a lot more than $1,000, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, it would.
Okay. I guess I would.
And it's not the same card, Holly. It's not the debit cards that we're talking about. That debit card that she would get would be from the QFS. So it wouldn't have a limit. It would be whatever she assigned. If it was $1 million, it would have $1 million on that card.
Oh, really? Okay. That's good to know. So when we go to our exchange, we can ask for cards to be loaded and then just give them
out? It's just information, right? It's just one of the pieces of information that we
That's why I'm saying, Eco, when you go to your meeting, them. Ask.
Yeah. But yeah, to me, the trust would be the way to go. But, you know, and I don't know, George, would they be able to set the trust up right there?
I have no idea.
If she wanted to
I wouldn't be I wouldn't be surprised. Worst case scenario, if they can't do it right then and there, you can do it with the wealth manager.
If there's a second appointment, which we've been told there isn't, but whatever. So.
And Aiko, just because you said that the person had cancer and they're dealing with things, don't forget to mention that. Yes. That you want to gift that you want to gift to them without any hassle. That's why you want to give them the QFS card so they can just go and use it.
Yeah, the easiest route. Right. Yeah. And if the card has no limits, it turns out it has no limits, then that's the way to go, right? Yeah. So, and then if they want to put that in a trust or whatever, they can probably do that after. Right?
Themselves. Okay, great.
Yeah.
And the last,
it's kind of scary to have a card with $1 million on it because I lose things all the time, right? So for me, that's not a good thing. I wouldn't want a card. So,
but I would love to make
it as a phone. It's Mark Z showed us one. It's almost as big as your phone. So I wouldn't know how you'd lose it. It's really thick.
Well, you'd be surprised.
It's more like a crypto wallet, similar to a crypto wallet in size and thickness. And they said that if you lose it, Luna, it's very easy. Well, you go back to the bank. They have the ability to just go in and go boom, and they can cancel the card right away and then issue you a new one.
Okay.
I think maybe the trust, though, because I live in Oregon and she lives in Missouri, that maybe if I just do a trust so that it's just either that or I'm going to be getting a card and I'm going to send that to her. But anyway, I'll ask that when I get there. To find out how the logistics the best would way work to
and do that. Yep.
Well, you gotta thank remember, you for you your gotta have money enough money to fly over there and give it to her personally.
Yeah, that's you could go visit.
You should.
That you is, could go visit.
Exactly. Yeah. You're right. Thank you guys so much. But the other thing I was you guys were talking a lot about the truckers and everything that's going on in Russia and all of that. But did you guys see that last video or a video that was posted of Queen Romana? I don't know if I'm saying that
there's
right.
Three different. Yeah.
Oh shoot! It was just a half hour one that she was in. I think in the hotel, and then she announced that that. Declaring war, right, with
World
the Russia
War III
and
was coming.
World War, yeah.
Is that what she?
So sorry, but I haven't been following her at that at all. I mean, is that true?
Don't worry about that conflict in Ukraine. It's all smoke and mirrors. It's they're trying to pull another narrative. It's just another distraction. Yeah, it's all bullshit.
Yeah.
So I used to
people, the ones that are still asleep, they're trying to wake people up. So just use discernment. Don't worry about it. We know
there's no war.
Calm,
there's no war.
Relax. It's just another way of waking people up.
Yeah. And I was just going to say like 8-10 months ago, I used to be in her chat room and I was following her, but it was just, she was getting crazier and crazier and crazier. And if we used common sense, why is Canada special? Why do we get a queen? Why doesn't, why wasn't there a queen for the United States? Why wasn't there a queen for Mexico? Why wasn't there a queen for all the other countries? Why is Canada special?
Australia,
right? So to me, I think she's just a distraction.
Paid opposition is what I think she is.
Yeah, so I wouldn't put
Never resonated with her.
Yeah.
And I still don't resonate a year later. And she's been in just a year
either.
Now.
I don't either. So there's something that I just never had.
Something not, there's something not right about
not
this whole
right.
thing.
There's something off. Yep.
Yeah, they're just allowing her.
I don't know what it is.
Yeah, they're just allowing her to participate right now and see how many people can fall into her
her little trap,
and they'll take out some more people.
Well, she's got like 100,000 followers. Like, it's crazy.
And she, yesterday, there's also another video out there of her with some truckers, quite a lot of them. I mean, I wouldn't say there was 300 people in that room, but I would say maybe close to 100 there might have been, 70 maybe.
Did they look like they believed that she was the queen?
People do, but you know what? The thing is, she's not doing any harm to anybody.
No, but no, no,
and
no.
In fact, it's helping people out and give them hope in moving them to do things. So that's a good thing.
But
if the title is a thing that is bothering people, I can understand that.
Yeah, but it's not the queen.
That's the only way that caught their attention.
Yeah, but it's not the queen.
But the point is, the queen means royal.
Yeah. Queen means royal. That's all. It's not the queen like the Queen of England. You know, it's not that. It's just
the
thing about her title.
She
is commander in chief, just like Trump.
She thinks she's commander in chief.
Apparently, the alliance put her there, and Trump. So nobody's come out and actually.
I've never seen anyone confirm that ever. No. It's never been confirmed anywhere. She's the only one saying that they did that.
And America voted for Trump. Canada didn't vote for her, right?
No, I know. And she says she's in that position for life. That's what she said when she first came on the scene. That's what she was saying because she answers all kinds of questions, right?
As long as she's not doing harm,
let her go.
I guess the reason why I brought it up
was because I was she mentioned that she said that she had told all the truckers to go home because it's not needed or whatever. And that's when I thought, oh my gosh, did something happen with the truckers that they're all done now?
They haven't went anywhere.
They haven't left.
They're still there.
Okay. Yeah.
See, that makes me think she's deep state.
That's what I said. Paid opposition.
Right? Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
Just like our illustrious constitutional lawyer that, you know,
Galati
was supposed to be doing something for us. Yeah. Who's also disappeared. So
sorry if I went off track, but
No, she
lost me when she wanted all of her followers to start killing parents that were vaccinating their children.
She said that?
That was one of the things she said.
She said you start killing the people that are vaccinating their children.
Yeah, that's bad.
Yeah. Well, you know, they did take her in for a psych evaluation, right? They held her, I don't know how many hours, 12 hours or whatever. So.
But she's sane.
She's sane, apparently.
Hey, but Orange Man had the same problems for, four or five years and still going.
I know.
I just think it's part of the movie and it is doing it too.
Absolutely. I think it's part of the movie.
I have no ill feelings for her. I think that whatever part she's playing, she's doing a good job.
Yep.
And all the truthers going back and forth, you have fighting in between them and all this thing, all of that is part of, waking people up. And not only that, people are getting attached to these truthers, and no, that's not what they're supposed to be doing. They're supposed to be using discernment. They're supposed to be independent. They're supposed to be fighting for the country, for each, Canada, the Canadians and Americans, each country has to fight for their own country and be sovereign. Yes. And if they start getting attached to these people, that's when the fighting starts purposely to shake these people. It's like they had Trump as the savior. No, Trump never said he was going to come and save us. He keeps telling over and over and over, you have control, you take control. So that's what's going on. So that's what, when I keep hearing all this, it's like, okay, people, you got to wake up. You got to take, control of your life and your country and your area and your cities and your school districts and all that. That's what's going on. So every time there's an attachment, you're going to see something happening. because people should not be attached. They should be doing.
Well, Trump did say he was going to drain the swamp and that he was going to lock her up. He did say that.
Lock who up?
Lock her. Hillary.
Ah. Oh, Hillary. Right.
He did say all that, but I think people hung their hats on him being a savior because he was positioned that most of us can't do all that. But I think he moved into a situation that was 100 times greater than he'd imagined. So it was, you know, it's a kettle of fish is what it was. And he did the best he could, I think. I have no negative things to say about him. He's just a human being that loves our country and did the best he could.
Well, Durham's going to step in and lock her up because that's where it's going, because they're going to start indicting all of the Clinton campaign. He's got all the evidence now.
It sure took him a long time. That's all I've got to say about that to Durham.
Well, what we don't hear, though, and I heard this on whether Steve Bannon or I can't remember, he's had to fight tooth and nail to get evidence. He's had to go to court. He's had to continue in court to try to get a lot of this evidence. So they've been pushing back the whole way. And he continues to keep moving forward and get more evidence, right? So, yeah, last Friday was the death knell of the Democrat Party and the Hillary Clinton campaign. So it's only a matter of time now. He's closing in.
Well, it sounds like everything is going to converge and happen all around the 22nd.
Which is perfect.
Yeah.
Let's just do it all. Get it over with, right?
Yeah, right. Plain sweet.
Yep.
Yeah, it's getting closer. And the closer it gets, the crazier it's going to get. So that just, you know, we got to think about that. That's the worse it gets, the more chaos that we're looking at. That means that we're hitting the target. And
I don't think about chaos. I think about
these
peace.
These guys are tricky. You can think about what?
I think about peace. I don't think about chaos.
When you're saying that people are getting attached, think about how many people in the past have, you know, they were resonating, they were resonating, they were resonating, and then all of a sudden, they were a dog. Example, Charlie Ward. They pushed him under the bus. Then it was Flynn. Then it was, you know, like they've been occasionally doing that. And so today is Mark Z's day. You know, like everybody got the good news, but Mark Z is like, I don't have confirmation. So it's kind of, you listen to it all and you kind of have to just decide where you're at, sitting on the bench. Who do I believe today? Okay. You know, like, and that's having a good bunch of people that you're listening to so that you can easily say, well, five of them are saying the same thing, two are not. Yeah. Okay, I'm listening to the five. It's kind of,
well, you have to use discernment. Just
information.
Right. You know, it's just something that we don't, most people don't use discernment and your gut more than anything, you know, listen to your gut.
Yeah.
So it's never taken me where I wasn't supposed to be. Actually saved my neck quite a few times.
So they just recalled Senate for the 18th to review the Emergencies Act and vote on it.
In American, are you talking about?
No, Canada. Canadian? So that emergency that Trudeau put in, so they've recalled Senate Friday, the 18th, to review it. And there's a strong possibility that they're going to say no. And what they think will happen is it'll actually trigger a no confidence vote in the election.
And he'll be gone, right?
He'll be gone.
Yeah.
Great.
And that's how they'll get rid of him, because we already know he's gone anyway.
Yeah.
present. Do we have any questions from Duenia? Is that your name? Duenia?
I got to run, guys.
Before you go,
bye, guys.
The panko, is it a note or is it currency?
Pango is
a bond.
Pango is a bond.
And the highest one is a million?
10 million. You got to go on, there's on the WBG, Geo's got it in the server, and it shows what each one's worth, what color it is and everything. Yeah. So it's in the server.
I'm leaving. I'm not buying any more currency. Bye.
I'm not either.
Bye.
Bye.
So where did he say, Dio, that it's not on the
it's on the server if you have any
on the back office. Oh, okay. And under currencies, I think, right,
George? Yeah, as soon as you go into the back office, you'll see a menu on the right-hand side, and there's also a menu of folders. Either one will work, so you can go in.
I'll have to look at those.
Currencies, I think.
Holly, how are you feeling?
I'm fine.
I'm good.
I haven't been sick since before Christmas, so.
Good. Yeah, you look a lot better.
Usually very healthy, but.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, good girl, you bounce back.
Yeah.
George, I have a question.
Yeah, Mary, go ahead.
If you give dinars like to your kids as gifts and stuff, and once you get the 800 number, do you give them the 800 number or how would they be notified?
Okay, what I do is I put out, when I get the SafeLink website, I'll post that in 5 places. I'll put it in the Telegram main chat, Telegram channel chat, Signal chat on the server in the back office there, and also in a special edition of the newsletter.
Can that be given to your kid? So
the website can. No, not the phone number. The phone numbers are individual. If they have to make an appointment, they have to fill out the form or whatever the questions are on the safe website that we send you. The link, you can send them that link. And
I can't get in the back office. I don't know what I'm doing wrong. I've only been able to get in there one time.
Okay, send me an email. And I'll send you the your ID and password. Okay.
Well, I know what is. Well, you're just not allowing me to get in.
Well, you've got something wrong. That's why. So send me an email, and I'll send you the proper ID and password.
Sure.
Okay.
All right.
Okay.
All right. Thank you.
Do you have my email?
I do.
Yeah,
let me. Yeah, it's geo at worldbenevolencegroup.ca.
Yeah, I'll put it in chat here for you.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure I do. Okay.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi. Oh, hi, Luna. I thought I was on
hi,
mute.
Hi, Jeff.
Hi, I thought I was on mute. I'm just saying.
Yeah, all right.
No problem.
Yeah, if we have any questions, Deanne, if you have any questions, feel free to ask a question.
I want to talk to you about something with Zena.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, yes. Your document. So it's
I can't open it.
It's the same as what I sent you last time.
I know, but that's the funny thing. I click on it and it says you can't open it because it's a zip
file
document. And I thought that's weird.
Is the extension DOCX?
Let me go check. Let me go back in there and check. Yeah, because it was so weird. And I thought this doesn't make sense.
Yeah, you should have MS Docs.
The what? I'm sorry.
I have a question.
Go ahead.
I'm sorry I got in late. I was in another meeting. I cannot see the five icons on the top of the Telegram group to get into the back group, the private group.
She can't see the pinned, your pinned files.
Okay, yeah, if you can't see them, they're there. But all right, so what I'll do is I'll post all the regular information shortly, okay? So you can scroll through the all the
banners. Telegram.
Yeah, in Telegram means that.
Actually, so it's in the pinned message? Is it in the pinned message? Yes. Is that what you're saying?
Yes. Yes, it is. At the top of the page.
But I can all...
Okay, because I didn't...
It's at the bottom right now. Yeah, click on...
He just posted it in our Telegram.
Click so on that go... icon. Click on the icon there.
What
icon? Oh, God. You're not going to believe this.
What? It opens up today?
No. The file is gone.
Wow.
The file is gone. The only thing that that is there is the A file for your logo.
Wow.
Yeah.
In your personal hard drive.
On the shit, I can't even open it anymore.
I'm confused.